Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, celebrating His victory. May 7, His outcome. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to preach to those who live on the earth. Revelation 14, verse 6. I've learned that I can't control most circumstances that occur around me. And that usually the outcome is not in my hands. My only real option is to submit to God's wisdom and control of all the situations in my life. Yet the final outcome of this world's history and of my personal story has already been revealed, and it is good news. The Greek noun, euangelion, is translated into English as good news or gospel. As discussed earlier, this term and its equivalent Hebrew term were used when messengers came bearing good news from the battlefield to the people anxiously waiting within the city walls. You could hear the messenger from afar, crying out in a loud voice, "Good news! Our king has won!" This is why it is so important that after John's vision of the victorious Lamb standing on Mount Zion surrounded by the redeemed, God reveals that He is sending three final messengers who are carrying the good news, the everlasting gospel, crying in a loud voice that Jesus has, in fact, won the battle between good and evil. In summary, each one of the angels announces an aspect or angle of the eternal good news. The first angel invites the whole earth to worship the Creator God and to pledge allegiance to the One who made the heavens and the earth. This angel announces that the hour of His judgment has come, which for the believers is really good news because their sins have already been paid for at the cross, so they do not fear the judgment. The second angel announces that the opposing satanic system has collapsed. Babylon has fallen. The capital city of the evil system is no more. Finito. Done. Jesus wins. And the third bearer of good news reminds everyone that God knows His own and that you are safe if you trust in Jesus, the Lamb of God, and bear His mark. It is true that uncertainties surround us, yet one thing is guaranteed. The outcome is assured. On the cross, Jesus paid our price. Evil and pain have been defeated, and God's children have been reconciled with Him. Yes, Satan loses, and Jesus wins.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!